Has the dawn never seen your eyes? Have the days made you so unwise? Realize you are. I don't know why I decided to sing that, but anyway, this is my first questionnaire answering post in Pillow Talk audio. Yeah, I just figured I'd give it a go. I'm doing Blindly Awake's TMI questionnaire. And it looks real fun. And without further ado, let's get started. Okay. What are you wearing? I'm wearing a Beatles t-shirt and I am wearing purple pajama pants. Pajama pants. Pajama pants. I can't talk this evening, I'm sorry. Number two, ever been in love? Yes, many times. Number three, ever had a terrible breakup? Yeah, but looking back on it now, it was just puppy love. That was just it. And it wasn't that terrible of a breakup. Anyway. Number four, how tall are you? I am 5'1". I'm a petite thing. Well, not really petite, but I'm short. 5'1". Number five, how much do you weigh? Oh, fuck, I'm very ashamed to admit it. But I'll just say that I've got more curves than I've bargained for. But nevertheless, I'm very proud of them. So yeah. Number six, any tattoos? I wish. No, I don't have any tattoos at the moment. I'm planning on getting some in the nearby future, maybe. I don't know. Number seven, any piercings? Yes, I have my ears pierced. And I have an ear cartilage piercing on my left ear. So, yeah, that's the only piercings I have, really. And number eight, what was your first job? Probably cleaning tables for a gas station restaurant, I guess. I was only seven. I was only in seventh grade at the time, so yeah. So it was like one of those no opportunity necessary, no experience needed kind of things. So yeah. That and I was just looking for something else to do during the summer while my mom worked there. Number nine, favorite show? Oh gosh, it's gotta be a tie between The Simpsons or Monk. I love those shows so much. I can't even. I love Monk too. I love Monk because it's an awesome show. I don't even know why they canceled it. It's a really good show. It's a really, really good show. Number 10, favorite bands? Now you just found my Achilles heel. Get ready for some musical ramblings now. Okay, so my favorite bands are The Beatles, of course, Queen, Yes, Genesis, The Who, a lot of these rock bands. But also, I also like R&B. I like some R&B too. Like I love listening to Boys to Men. And a little bit of some contemporary stuff. Like I'm very much into Pentatonix right now. They are amazing. They're one of my favorite a cappella groups ever. Yeah, so but other than that, I'm mainly a progressive rock, classic rock person. So yeah. 11. Something you miss. Well, you know, I miss going to the skating rink in somewhere in Decatur, Alabama. Oh my gosh, it was the funnest place, the most fun place ever. I mean, my mom used to work there for a little while. Oh my gosh, and I got to run around there and just got to skate. Well, no, basically I didn't really skate that much. All I did was just run around and just talk to a lot of people. When I was younger, I was just in making a lot of friends. So that's what I basically did. I was too scared to skate. I was just too scared to fall down. Yeah. So I do miss going to that skating rink, down at Decatur. So, yeah. And number 12, favorite song. Wow, this is gonna sound so surprising. Heart of the Sunrise by Yes. I just love that song so much. It's kind of like an excellent combination. It's a really excellent balance between the loud bits and the soft bits. And besides, that's one of my favorite Yes songs of all time, is Heart of the Sunrise. Love comes to you and you follow. Loose one onto the heart of the sunrise. Sharp distance, how can the wind with its arms all around me? I love that song so much, and especially when they get to that it's my absolute favorite part. The sharp dong distance do. Yeah, where they get, yeah, that's my favorite part of all time. I wish they could have performed it that time when I seen them on concert, but no. Anyway, yeah, Heart of the Sunrise is my favorite song of all time, hands down. Number 13, how old are you? I am currently, well, no, I've been 20. I've been 20, and I'll be turning 21 on March the 8th. Which leads up to this next question, number 14, zodiac sign, I am a Pisces. So, yeah, I'm a Pisces, and I'm proud of it. Number 15, the quality you look for in a partner. A great sense of humor. You can't go wrong for a person with a really, really great sense of humor. It's just, that's number one on my qualities that I look for in a partner. That's just number one right there. That and along with good music taste. So, yeah. Number 16. Favorite quote? I would say this is from a movie, and it's from Men in Black. it was during this part where they were driving upside down in a tunnel, and Will Smith's character Jay was like, "You do know that Elvis is dead, right?" And then Tommy Lee Jones's character Kay was like, "No, Elvis ain't dead. He just went home." So that's my favorite quote of all time. He ain't dead. He just went home. That's basically what I say for some of my favorite famous people, like Freddie Mercury, Robin Williams, and all them. It's like, no, they ain't dead. They just went home. Yeah. So. I like that quote a lot. 17. Favorite actor. Oh, gee. Oh, it's gotta be a. A tie between Jeff Goldblum or. Bill Murray. I don't know. I've got a lot of favorite actors and actresses. I can't even. Well, I'll just name them all off. Okay. Jeff Goldblum, Bill Murray, Dan Aykroyd, Emma Stone, Julia Roberts. What else? Sissy Spacek. Jessica Lange. Hold on. Trying to think. Channing Tatum. Yeah. He's hot, by the way. Duh. Everybody knows that. let's see. Jamie Lee Curtis. And Daniel Craig. Oh yes, Daniel Craig. I have the hugest crush on Daniel Craig. Oh my gosh. And this eventually led me to have a crush on one of my teachers back in ninth grade that looked just like Daniel Craig. Oh my dear God. No, I'm blushing. Oh. Okay, so anyway, next question. 18. Favorite color. I have so many favorite colors, I don't even. Red. Like my hair. Red. Okay, 19. Loud music or soft? I think I like a combination of the two. I mean, you can't have too much of either, so I prefer both loud and soft music. 20. Where do you go when you're sad? I usually go to my bedroom. Well, no. Hold on a second. Where do I go outside of my house? I go to, I go to the library and just see what kind of books I'm interested in reading. Just to distract me from feeling mopey. Because a good book can make you feel better. A very good book can make you feel better. 21. How long does it take you to shower? About 15 to 20 minutes, I guess. 22. How long does it take you to get ready in the morning? About 30 minutes. If not more than 30 minutes, I guess. About 30 minutes to 45 minutes, I guess. I don't know. That includes me waking up and getting my shot of caffeine. So, yeah. I don't really mess with my hair that much. I just do my makeup and that's it. So, I have, yeah. I don't really bother with my hair. I just put it up in a bun and then just go. Right after putting on my makeup and my clothes. 23. Ever been in a physical fight? No, not really. It was just like a push and shove kind of fight, but that was it. There wasn't any punching or slapping or anything like that. It was just pushing and shoving and trying to get each other intimidated, which got us both in trouble. And it was at school. It was at school. There was just this one obnoxious person, and it was a guy. I got into a fight with a guy. He was just being an asshole, and I was just like, "Dude, why are you acting like this?" And I pushed him, and then he pushed me. See, I was angry, so I started the fight without even realizing it. I was like, "You are a jerk. Why did you do that? Why did you say that?" And then he pushed me right back, and no, I was mad. Oh my gosh, I was mad. Yeah, that's one thing. You don't mess with redheads. You just don't. You don't. Don't do it. 24. Turn on. A person. Oh, I have way too many turn-ons. I would say great taste in music, great sense of humor. A really projective kind of voice that a person has, a very memorable voice. Oh my gosh, yes, I love. See, I am a aural person. I'm a aurally easily stimulated person, so I like a very projectable, memorable voice. That's what I like. Those are my turn-ons. So, yeah. Oh, and begging. I just had to throw that in there 'cause I like hearing begging and doing the begging myself. So, yeah. 25. Turn off. Rudeness. Yeah, that's it. That's all I have. Rudeness. That's just the biggest turn off ever is rudeness. 26. The reason I joined Pillow Talk Audio. Well, I was meaning to. Yeah, I got verified for Pillow Talk Audio because I just wanted to show my soft, sort of tender side. And I don't get to do that very often, so I might need to do that more. Because I haven't been posting to Pillow Talk Audio that much, except like two or three times. Maybe. I don't know. Four counting this one. Yeah. So, yeah. 27. Fears. Unsupported heights. Oh, you know, I just can't stand it when I'm up high and I'm not even supported by anything. So. No skydiving for me. No. No. I thought about doing it at first, but then I just changed my mind. No. Nope. 28. Oh, it fears. Oh, scorpions, but not Scorpios. No. I love Scorpios, but not scorpions. God, no. One time I had a scorpion just crawl up my leg just without realizing it, and I was just sitting there on the computer, and I had this little bitty scorpion just crawling up my leg. And once I saw it, I was just freaking out so bad. I was just, oh. Screaming bloody murder because I'm like, there's a scorpion on my leg. Kill it, kill it, kill it. Yeah, so yeah, I killed it. Yeah, heights and scorpions. Anything poisonous, for that matter. Just no. Okay, 28. Last thing that made you cry. Oh, listening to beautiful music. That's what I did. That was the last thing that made me cry. I was just listening. I don't remember which song or which band I was listening to. Oh yeah, now I remember. That Roger Daltrey, that Roger Daltrey concert that I love so much is when they where he performed at the Carnegie Hall with the Juilliard Orchestra. And they did Love Rain or Me. Oh God. I was just a weeping mess just listening to it. It was just so beautiful. And Love Rain or Me is a beautiful song itself. I mean, really? I love that song so freaking much. I love it. Yeah. 29. Last time you said you love someone. I said I love you to my mom last time, and so yeah, does that count? I love my mommy. I do. I love my mom, so I love my family. Okay, and 30. Meaning behind your Reddit name. Oh, here we go again. All right. See, mine is like a combo of an Emerson, Lake and Palmer song and a Yes song. Well, ELP, Tarkus by ELP and Starship Trooper, just minus the starship from Yes. So Tarkus Trooper, got it. It's like a hybrid of an ELP song and a Yes song. So yeah. Oh, and I forgot to mention that Emerson, Lake and Palmer is one of my favorite bands too. So yeah, they're awesome. Last book you read? Oh, now I have to go look for that book. Hold on, just a second. There it is. The Body of Christopher Creed by Carol Plum Uchi. Uchi. That was a pretty good book. I read it during 10th grade year, and I still got the book, and it's very good book. It's a very good book. Yeah. And 32. The book you're currently reading. Well, I'm still reading the same book that I mentioned previously, the last book I read. I'm still reading it. And right now I'm on the 20th chapter. So yeah. number 33. Last show you watched. Huh. Charmed. Oh my God, I love that. I love that show, Charmed. That's another good show that's been canceled. Well, not really canceled, but you know, they just ended it. And that's another good show right there, Charmed. Yeah. Alyssa Milano has always been my favorite, and she's really hot too. So I have a huge crush on Alyssa Milano. Yeah. Let's see. Last person you talked to? I would say some of my GWA friends. On Skype. Oh my gosh, they're crazy. They are just crazy. They're nuts. Oh my gosh, and I love them. I love them so much. I'm just lucky to talk to them. They're awesome. Number 35, the relationship between you and the person you last texted. Well, no, I don't usually text. I don't really text that much anyway. But I did talk to my dad on the phone because, yeah, father and daughter. So we talked on the phone. Yeah, and 36, favorite food? Pizza! Or anything. Yeah, I like pizza. I've got too many favorite foods. I like pizza, Italian food, Mexican food. Oh, yes. Mexican food? Holy cow, yes. Oh, I can't even tell you how much I love Mexican food. It's just awesome. Number 37, place you want to visit. I want to go to London. I want to go to England. That's where I want to go. Yeah, I want to go to England and travel there and see all the sights there. Yeah. Number 38, last place you were. We were just going to get some groceries, so I guess we went to Walmart, I guess. Number 39, do you have a crush? Oh God, yes. Yes, I have lots of crushes. And it's mainly on a lot of GWA people here and a lot of Reddit people here. So, yeah, that explains a lot. I need to get out more. But yeah, I have a lot of crushes on a lot of people around here on Reddit, so yeah. Number 40, last time you kissed someone. I haven't even kissed anybody yet. Meh. Number 41, last time you were insulted. Oh, me and my stepfather, we get into this regular bout of insulting each other. It's just me and him, we're kind of in a love-hate relationship, but it's mostly love, that's it. So yeah. And 42, favorite flavor of sweet. Now this makes me think of Starbursts. I love Starbursts. I would say, strawberry. Strawberry flavored. Yes, strawberry flavored. I love it. Love it, love it, love it. Yes. 43. What instruments do you play? I play the piano and I sing. Yeah. Favorite piece of jewelry? Earrings, of course, and bracelets. I love bracelets and earrings. 45. Last sport you played? Basketball. 46. Last song you sang? I tried singing along to the Ketchup song by Los Ketchup. I can't do it. I just can't do it. And usually when I sing it, it's just a bunch of gibberish. I said a hey, ha, da hey, da hey, da su, da, 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 da. See? I don't even know the words. 'cause most of it's in Spanish. So, what you gonna do? Yeah, and I know everybody hates that song, but that's my guilty pleasure at the moment, is the Ketchup song. 47, favorite chat up line. I can't think of any. I just go like, "Hi." That's it. So I'm just pretty straightforward, just like, "Hey girl," or "Hey man," or whatever. That's my usual chat up lines. So yeah. 48. Have you ever used it? Many times. Yep. 49. Last time you hung out with anyone? Oh, it's been a while. It's been a while. It's just I have usually hung out with my parent, my family, and that'll be it. And that explains why I need to get out more. So, yeah. It's just been on, I've been on a, I've just, things have been going slow ever since I graduated high school, so. But it'll pick up pace one day, so. But hopefully not too much pace that I stop posting on Reddit, because I love this place so much. And number 50. What was the last thing you bought? Headphones. Yeah, I bought my sister some headphones because hers was blah blah blah. Hers was breaking, so yeah, I had to buy her some. And yeah. Ah, well, that's all for now. And I guess I ought to get ready for bed sometime. Well, no, I've still got time to kill. Yeah. So thanks for letting me have the chance to ramble here once again. And I'll see you guys all later. Bye.